The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now we're going to talk about what's been trending online this week. Olivia Fahey, entertainment journalist, is with me here in the studio. Hello to you.
Good morning.
Maura, again, is our top story. Maura Higgins, she's back in the news.
She is back again. You know, she is turning into the Thanos of reality TV. She's just trying to collect them all, essentially. She was really dominant in The Traitors, very, very popular on the show in the States. And now she is taking on Dancing with the Stars. And I, for one, am very excited to see her start her stuff. I think she's going to be great. And I think she's going to be very entertaining. People are still mimicking her accent at her, like we were talking about a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Even Alfonso Ribeiro, who's one of the hosts of Dancing with the Stars, he was like, I think I know who our next contestant's going to be. And Maura is there standing next to him. So it's still a running joke. She's still massively, massively popular, and I can't wait to sort of see her strut her stuff.
And she's been talking about who she wants as her partner. Let's have a listen to the new Dancing of the Stars star, Maura Higgins.
I want Mark as my partner. I'm going to be happy, you know, with any, I won't say anyone, but I'm not going to be upset if I get not Mark. But Mark would be the perfect. That's the dream, because we already have that like brother-sister relationship. We have a lot of fun together. Mark understands me. Like, he knows that if I'm getting in my head, he'd be able to like get me out of it. And like, we did one show together and I've never danced. So it's going to be hard work either way.
Do you remember a few weeks ago, people were teasing Maura for doing an American accent? She's not doing it anymore.
No sign of it there. I think she's kind of caught herself now that she's like, no, like, people want me to keep with the Irish. I will stick with the Irish. Also, it's working for her, especially in terms of American media, because people are gravitating towards her because of it. So by losing the Irish accent, then she might lose some of her appeal, I suppose, if she's sort of thinking of it in that terms.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she's talking there about Mark Ballas, who's actually Shirley Ballas's son, Shirley, who's on Strictly Come Dancing. So the two of them were on The Traitors together. So that's why she's like, we've only done one show together, but I'd rather him. I think there might be a little bit of a height issue there, so I think she'll probably be given one of the other pro dancers.
Oh, he's smaller than her.
Not smaller than her, but they're just very close in height, so
okay.
Usually they try and have a bit more of a differential.
Mm-hmm.
There.
Well, I wish her well. I'm always so delighted to see Maura Higgins.
Me too.
Well.
It's great to see her flying the flag. Yeah.
Okay, where are we going next? Are we going to this American football scandal? This is complicated, but so worth it.
I don't know if people have heard of him. Mike Vrabel. I'm not even sure if I'm pronouncing that name right, but he is one of the coaches for the New England Patriots. Photos emerged this week of him cuddling and holding hands with a journalist who covers the NFL. And this was in like a resort in Arizona. And they were like, oh no, you've just caught us in this like friendly interaction.
Now, he is this sort of all-American football coach.
Football coach, family man. You know, the Patriots are one of the biggest teams in the world. And, you know, they are seen as like the ultimate sporting team kind of thing. And this sort of is like very bad for the image of the, not only the team, but for himself and also the sport. Well, Page Six came along and they were like, oh, this was only a friendly interaction, was it? Here are the receipts from 6 years ago. And it is photos of the two of them actually canoodling and kissing in a bar in Tribeca in New York City. And like I said, 6 years ago. And yeah, they didn't really have much to say about that.
So she has resigned from her job at the Athletic.
The Athletic,
and
yes.
He's gone. He's disappeared. And we're in draft week as well. So it's a huge week in American football.
Massive, massive week. So he's missing day three of the draft. He has decided that he's going to go for counselling and he's going to be focusing on his family and his own mental health. The team have released this statement, which I have to say is the most PR written statement that I've ever read in my life. You can see that it's just been like edited mm-hmm. throughout, where they're saying, oh, of course we support him, like his mental health is so important and da 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 da. But you can sort of read between the lines and tell that they are probably fuming that this has happened at such a crucial moment, because they are on like the comeback trail. Back in the day with the Tom Brady era, you know, they were dominating American football. The Kansas City Chiefs kind of came along and took that title from them for the last few years, and they are gunning for the title again.
Well, they'll get loads of attention on foot of this. But you said the pictures were from 6 years ago. And the other thing that people have been pointing out is that this woman has a 5-year-old son whose name is Michael.
Yep.
So that'll be a talking point.
Oh, it's a massive talking point. And, you know, she was even posting like a tweet back in the day of like, oh, like me staring at my 4-month-old son, Mike. And I'm wondering, are there any other famous Mikes in the NFL? And, you know, knowing full well that you were having an affair or having a liaison or whatever you want to call it with a man called Mike. And also like, why would you call your son Mike, you know, maybe after your affair partner? Maybe like there's another Michael in her life that she was naming her son after. But
just like the name, Olivia, she just liked the name. Now, let's move to Drake in Toronto and his big ice sculpture, which was a big PR stunt that went wrong. Is it fair to say?
Or? Yeah, it, well, shall we say it got a frosty reception?
Oh, I like it.
I have been waiting to say that all morning. So essentially he's got a new album coming out called Iceman, and he decided to erect this giant ice sculpture, massive blocks of ice, in a car park in Toronto. This was, you know, great idea. Brought a lot of people around to like taking photos of it. Great in terms of like a publicity activation sort of thing. Not so great in terms of the health and safety for the city, because, of course, fans then started climbing the ice and started trying to then melt it themselves with blowtorches. So the fire department had to get involved and melted the ice. So it was actually put up on Monday and it was gone by Wednesday, purely because they were like, this is dangerous. And even the city's fire chief, he actually had to release a statement, and I'm going to read this out exactly what he said because it's kind of gas. Large numbers of individuals have gathered to attempt to melt the ice using flammable liquids and open flames in an uncontrolled environment, which results in an immediate threat to life. Okay. And you're like, yeah, that would be dangerous.
But it achieved Drake's aim in that we're talking about it and has been trending online.
So it has been trending online, but he's also angering Toronto quite a bit because he also let off a little explosion whilst filming a music video earlier in the week. So it's twice in the space of 7 days that the Toronto city have kind of been like, ah, here, Drake, would you cop on to yourself here? Stop disturbing the peace.
What did Toronto ever do to deserve this from Drake? Now, Saturday Night Live UK has been getting a bit of attention since it launched a couple of weeks ago. We're very interested in it, though, this week, aren't we?
Oh, big time. Nicola Coughlan is the host this weekend, and I am absolutely delighted. She actually appeared in the very first episode in a cameo appearance when Tina Fey was hosting. And she was like, yeah, Tina, why are you here? Wouldn't you think that you'd get like a British star to host the very first one? And Tina was like, well, none of you would do it, so I'm here to do it. And then Nicola, there was like a bit of back and forth between them. And actually, Nicola went down a storm just from that cameo. And so everyone was like, ah, now, are they not going to ask Nicola to host it? I think she'd be a great, great host. And sure enough, a couple of weeks later, there she is, announced for this weekend. I think it's going to be an absolute riot. We've already had Jamie Dornan. He was the second host, actually, of SNL. We've had a few little Irishisms where there was a scene, a skit where they were talking about all the Brits going over to Spain and they just go straight to the British pub. Uh-huh. And then they're like, oh, we should expand our horizons. And Jamie comes in and goes, I know a place. Brings them to the Irish bar instead. So there's a lot of that kind of stuff that we can relate to. And I think we're going to get a lot of that with Nicola as well. And her little skit that she has to promote the episode already has been going down really, really well online. I can't wait to see what she has in store for us.
Let's have a listen to some of that tease from Nicola Coughlan ahead of Saturday Night Live UK.
The smell of the lights. You never forget it. I'm back. Finally. Take that, Tina Fey. I'm the captain now. I'm the captain now.
That's great. We look forward to that. And well done to Nicola. All the Irish stars doing really well. Olivia, thank you so much for taking us through what's trending online this week. That is entertainment journalist Olivia Fahey. Well,
the Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.